Welcome. We are glad you're here to worship with us at Northwest Hills United Methodist Church. My name is JJ. I serve as one of the pastors here. We greet you in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. Our scripture for this morning comes from Psalm 51. The words can be found on the screen up above. Listen to these words. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner, when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being, therefore teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from bloodshed, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. God, we do indeed love you and thank you for this time of worship this morning. We thank you for those gathered here, for our brothers and sisters in the faith. We lift up those who aren't here or maybe not here yet. Their place is prepared. God, I ask that you speak through me and inspire me this day that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear with joy what you say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. We're living in challenging times. There's war and violence, there's hunger and poverty, there's discrimination and injustice. We turn on the local news, we read in the paper, we scroll through on whatever social media fills our time, and we are overwhelmed. One might say, well, there's always been challenging times. There's always been a number of things happening. There's always been wars or injustice or discrimination, and that's nothing new. And maybe it's not anything new or the first time that we've been through this, but this is our time. This is our challenging time. This is our moment, and it's our time to decide how we're going to move forward. If you've been here before or heard any of my sermons or stories, you've probably come to know that I'm a pretty competitive person. Sometimes I can get stuck in comparing myself to others. My wife, she's not as much of a competitive person, and when I talk to her about things, she says, I really don't care what someone else is doing. That doesn't matter to me. I really don't care. Quit comparing yourself to others. And so more recently, I've learned, or as she's gotten through this bald head of mine, hard head, instead of comparing myself to others, I've started comparing myself to myself. And I set goals for myself and what I want to achieve or to be the best version of myself that I can be. Because really, I've learned that I have to be the best JJ that I can be and continually improve myself towards who I want to be and what I want this world to be or my family to be or my kids to be or whatever it may be. And so instead of comparing myself to someone else's benchmark or whatever, I've started looking solely at my benchmarks and where I want to improve myself, I'm only one person, and my goals. In saying that, this is our moment. This is your moment, my moment, and we have to decide how we're going to move forward, not comparing ourselves to others, but by comparing ourselves to the self that we want to be, the world that we want it to be today. And so in today's psalm caught my attention, and if we read it, we read about how David, who wrote this psalm, is calling to God for personal transformation of heart. It's a scripture, a reading, a poem about cleansing and forgiveness. And David is saying, have mercy on me, wash me thoroughly, cleanse me from my sin, O God. In verse 10, he says, create in me a clean heart. The psalmist is pleading with God for help and at the same time acknowledging how they are falling short, how he is falling short of living in the way that God desires. A personal plea. And the psalmist is pleading for forgiveness and transformation. We see in this what John Wesley calls renewing grace. Wesley affirmed that God's grace seeks nothing less than a new creation in the likeness of Jesus Christ. Dr. Jonathan Powers of Asbury Seminary says, for John Wesley, renewal is not merely a superficial change, but a deep inner transformation that affects every aspect of one's life. This process, commonly understood as sanctification, is the work of the Holy Spirit in renewing our minds and hearts so that our behaviors and actions align with the character of Christ. He goes on to say that the Spirit works to restore the imago Dei, the image of God within us, an image that has been marred by sin. And so instead of comparing myself and ourselves to someone else and looking and saying, well, I'm better than or faster than or stronger than or maybe even smarter than a fourth grader myself, how do we compare ourselves instead with the way of Christ? As the Holy Spirit moves within the believer, the heart is softened, the mind is enlightened, and the will is empowered to live in according to God's will. You see, the renewal of the Holy Spirit within us as we ask God and we plead for God for cleansing and forgiveness addresses this distortion by transforming our loves and our desires, that the love of God, which becomes the ruling agent of our heart, reorients us and sets us back straight and resets us back in the trajectory that God wants and desires for our life. Because I think somehow along the way, maybe we've got off track. Somewhere along the way, we've gotten out of proportion. Maybe we've instead started looking at ourselves and our desires and maybe comparing a little bit too much instead of looking to what God desires. And so I think if we're going to move back towards healing for our world, to change what we see on the news and scrolling and all of that, if we're going to change the trajectory of the way things are to the way things we desire it for to be, then we need to ask God to reorient us, to put us back in order, to put our desire for God and neighbor at the forefront of who we are and what we do. To notice that the hurt that we are responsible for, and to move us to be part of a solution. Psalm 51 says, have mercy on me, Wash me thoroughly from the iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Transformation starts not in comparing ourselves, but growing more towards God and the love that God desires. It starts with us asking and pleading for God's help. When we stop pointing fingers and we start joining hands. It starts when we stop looking for the wrong in one another and start looking for God's image in every single person, the Imago Dei. We are created in God's image, and our destiny is to be restored to the fullness of that image as we discern our responsibility in refusing and failing to live in according to God's good purposes. And so true renewal starts and begins in the heart. And it ends in our service to God and others. That every good thought, word, or work is the result of the response of God's Spirit working within us and renewing us, cleansing us, drawing us closer to God's love. I know there's so many different days. I think in the calendar year, you can find a day for everything under the sun. Donut Day, Pizza Day, those are a couple of my favorites. But, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Grandparents' Day, Daughter's Day, Son's Day. Today's known as International Day of Peace. Today's Peace Day. Since its founding over 60 years ago, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization asserted that since wars begin in the minds of men, it is in the minds of men that the defense of peace must be constructed. It goes on to say on their website that a culture of peace is a set of values, attitudes, traditions, and modes of behavior and ways of life. It's about shifting mindset and behavior in all aspects of our societies as we move from force to reason, from conflict and violence to dialogue and peace building, and embrace humanity's interconnectedness and inner oneness. It has become well established that the pathways to peace culture are through local efforts of NGOs, which are nonprofits, which church falls in that, education, government, business, and environment that works together to better understand each other and create new possibilities. Happy Peace Day. Learning to live in peace and harmony is a long process. It begins with this development of an inner peace. And I think that's maybe why the psalmist this morning starts with this inner plea and inner transformation, personal transformation of themselves and their falling short as they begin their connection and cleansing with God. It begins with an inner peace, which then can move outward. In verses 18 and 19, it goes on to say that we see David turn from that inner pleading with God towards the community. David turns his prayer towards the needs of Israel, and he asks for grace and blessing on Jerusalem and that its people would all live obediently before him so that their offering at the altar would reflect an inner reality of humbly seeking to please God. So we start inward. We start with thyself and comparing ourselves with God's desire for our life and our relationship with God, and then we might move outward in transformation of the world and the ways in which we want the world to reflect God's goodness and hope. And so, friends, on this Peace Day, may we look within ourselves. May we ask God to show us how we can be part of healing for the hope of the world. May it start with you and I. May it start with our plea for cleansing and forgiveness. And then may our words and our actions be channels of healing so that the world might be and experience hope in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. God, we love you and we thank you for this day. We thank you for the ways in which we see David understanding the wrongs of his life and the ways in which he contributed to maybe an issue or a problem and fell short, and our need to come to you for forgiveness, for our need to come to you for cleansing, and then that we might move to the world in peace, desiring hope for every person, desiring for them to come to know you and to know your love that you have for each and every person through your grace. God, we know that hurt people then go on to hurt people, and so in our pleading, in our coming to you, may you help us become free from that hurt so that we might better love. God, thank you for this time together. Thank you for this church family. Thank you for never giving up on us. We pray all this in Christ's holy name. Amen. Friends,